Texas. This is Madeline Davis interviewing Cheryl, October 4th, 1978. Okay, the first question that I asked you was, in thinking about a history of the lesbian community in Buffalo or in Western New York being written, what do you think it's important for people who read that history to know about? You can just retell the story of your cousin, you want, because that's what led to...
Okay. Well, when my cousin from straight life went into gay life, she came and was so thrilled with her honeymoon experiences. And her question to me was, when you told me you were gay, why didn't you tell me it was so great? And my answer to her then was, it isn't all great. It can be as miserable as your married life was. You can be as unhappy as you were in that. And I think that people need to know how to handle the misery when it comes, as well as accept the happiness.
Okay.
I think that should be in the book someplace.
Okay. All right.
However we do it.
We'll make sure that we put it in.
Should have used her name.
What?
I should have used my cousin's name.
We should probably get like a little bit of background material. You're 43, right?
43.
Yeah. You were born in Buffalo?
No, I'm a Midwesterner.
Oh.
Came to be with two gay friends while I went to school and worked. Mm. One of them, about a year or two later, they broke up, and one went to California and the other one is still here.
So you
the town where I knew somebody.
Oh, I see. But
in the
you
gay
had
world.
Come out before you came to Buffalo?
Yes.
Uh-huh.
Not long before, like 1955.
Mm-hmm.
I think I was 21.
Yeah.
I'm not sure. 20 or 21.
Right. When you came out, you lived at home?
No, I was away at school at the university.
Yeah. And that was in Illinois?
Right.
So you came out in a university atmosphere, but in the 50s.
Right.
Yeah. That must have been...
Which was tough. I was another one that thought we were the only two in the world.
Yeah.
Except there was talk on the college campus about two girls living in the dorm. And I think my coming out was accidental with the girl that came with, well, the two of us together. I don't think had had experiences before that.
Yeah. Was this a college roommate, a dorm?
She wasn't exactly a roommate. We were both at the same department, physical education. And we were friends for a long time before we tried this.
Yeah.
Before it dawned on us, we had something else in mind.
Did you have feelings that you felt were different before that time?
We were just talking about that today, the two of us. I dated a lot. She dated a lot. And I went through 20 years of associations with guys and nothing, you know, all these great things that I'd heard about sex and romance and everything just weren't occurring. And we were all dating at the campus and just wasn't too much. But, and then, you know, I discovered, I felt that it was more important for me to spend time with her than with them, although I didn't have any sexual attraction or tendencies at that time. And then within 6 months or a year, I began to, you know, get very jealous when she'd be out on a date. And then she'd always come back in and check in, tell me all about the date and stuff. And then one weekend she took off for a tournament, archery tournament, and he went with her. And I was totally frustrated, and I was angry, and I didn't know why I was angry. But I had 2 days. I think they were going to be gone 4 days, and within the 2 days, I figured, you know, but I felt like I wanted to smash her. I was just so angry. And within that 2 days by myself, the realization hit me, good God, that isn't what I want to do. Hitting her is not what I want to do. It's the exact opposite. And then the strange thing was that she came back 2 days before she was supposed to. And, she came in, which I was surprised to see her. And I had a single room, she had a single room in the dorm. And I forget exactly how the conversation went, but it was, you know, are you glad to see me? And the whole conversation was, yeah. And how was your weekend? And I said, I felt like killing you. And her remark was, that's why I'm back. I couldn't stand being away, and I couldn't stand being with him. And I felt, you know, she said she figured out what it was wrong. So then we decided we'd start having a little, I don't know, I guess it just started with holding each other and deciding we would go ahead and find out what else was going on. But that was, it didn't bother me when it suddenly dawned on me that it wasn't anger that I felt with her, that it was love. It didn't bother me one whit.
Did you have a word for your feelings? Did you have a label like lesbian or gay or homosexual, or did you think in those kinds of terms?
No. I mean, I knew what the terms were. I didn't, neither of us said we're lesbians, what are we going to do about it?
Did you think that you were lesbians?
Yeah.
You did. You didn't think that you just happened accidentally to be in love with each other, and if that ever fell apart, then you wouldn't be lesbians anymore.
No, I never thought that, and I don't know. I doubt that she thought it because, you know, she went from me to somebody else. And it was quite clear to me when that occurred that from the time I was old enough to walk, the females in the movies attracted me, not the males. I was raised a tomboy. I was an only child, but I wanted no part of dolls and domesticity. Mm-hmm. I spent my life out on the fields playing ball and playing football, and raised in a neighborhood as the only girl out of about 20 boys.
Mm-hmm.
So when that came to mind that that's what I want to do, it didn't bother me one bit.
You felt
it never has bothered me.
Mm-hmm.
No, I didn't feel it was natural in the fact that if my parents found out, it would kill them. I mean, I knew that it was unnatural to that extent. But it was not unnatural for me. I had no trouble with it at all, mm-hmm. in accepting it.
So you didn't feel like you were being bad?
No.
Evil, sinful?
No, and I should have. I'm a really strict Protestant background where everything was bad. Lipstick, dancing, roller skating, you know, so this was just one more thing.
Yeah.
In that religion that was bad.
Mm-hmm. Did you ever think of it as an illness?
No, I never have.
Mm-hmm.
I argue that constantly with anybody that says it.
Mm-hmm.
Because I don't think it's any more ill to be homosexual than to be always crawling in the sack with somebody else's wife, or being a paid prostitute, or just going out and find your kicks. It's all the same. Sex is a drive.
Mm-hmm.
Love is another need.
Mm-hmm.
And how you get it is immaterial.
It's a matter of individual.
Right.
Mm-hmm. You just said you were an only child. You lived with both parents?
Yes. They still live together.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
Well, I was raised by my whole family, aunts and uncles, grandmothers.
Mm-hmm. So you have a fairly large family.
Right.
Uh-huh. And you spent a lot of your childhood doing, like, sports things.
Constantly.
Yeah. Uh-huh. You said you were a PE major, and Rumor has it.
We are stereotypes.
Right.
We are stereotypes.
How much of it's true?
Well, I would say there are no more physical education gay people than there are any other phase of life. There are as many married physical education people with children as there are straights or gays.
Mm-hmm.
I just read something in the paper the other day that might back it up. If I think the physical education woman, because of her growing up with competition and sports and athletics, develops an aggressiveness that some straight women don't. And this aggressiveness turns off men and limits their chances, in my opinion. This is how I saw it at the University of Illinois.
Mm-hmm.
If you were a physical education major and you were being chased by the biggest football star on the campus, as soon as he found out you were a physical education major, he dropped you. No matter what he thought of you as a person and how great a time you had had and how well you got along because you were a phys ed major, either he couldn't face up to the fact that people thought you were queer, or else he believed it himself, or he didn't want to risk the competition since he was an athlete. And other men who weren't even in athletics, they really backed off, so that some phys ed people possibly would not have become gay had the community already not said phys ed people are queers. And that's where I looked at it then.
Yeah. What year were you in when you finally came out with this other woman?
Sophomore. Uh-huh. She was a junior.
So you already went through your freshman year as a phys ed major.
Mm-hmm.
And how did you take that kind of stereotype? What did you feel about the community thinking that if you were doing that, you were probably queer?
Well, my father had the same idea.
Mm-hmm.
We pulled into the most amazing thing was we pulled onto that campus as a freshman. They took me to school. And there was, standing on the corner of the driveway to our dormitory, really the jockiest, butchiest looking woman in the world. And she had on a letter sweater with a big eye for the university and all this stuff. And my dad said, there's a phys ed major. And by God, she was. She was. And she also was gay. She was one of the two that everybody on campus knew about. And she lived in our dorm. But she stayed to herself, or she and her lover, and was very active on the campus and the government and everything. And she had no problem. All she did was have people talking about it. But nobody had any facts.
Mm-hmm.
And how did I handle the stereotype? I was dating this Greek guy. He was 25. He'd been in the service already. And that's where they had house mothers. And this house mother happened to be a Greek and was good friends with him. And he was short, and they needed a short woman, a short girl. And so she said, would you go out?
Mm-hmm.
So he and I went out for 2 years together. We had a terrific time.
Mm-hmm.
But then he was only on a 2-year program, and he said, I'm a Greek and I only marry Greeks. I'm going to play around with blue-eyed blondes until I'm 50, and then I'm going to marry a Greek. And I said, there's no future in this for me. And now I really might say that that man could possibly have changed my whole life. I don't know that for sure.
Mm-hmm.
But that's the only man I ever met that I would have married. Because he had one thing nobody else had. He could give me the shakes while we were naked.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought, no, this is what it's all about.
Mm-hmm.
But then, as I said, he was going to marry Greek, so I just, when he left, I don't know, I just didn't date anymore. And by that time, we'd met other majors, and I'd known for a year this other girl. And then she and I just spent a lot of time together the following year when he was gone. So actually, it would have been a junior year.
Mm-hmm.
Right to begin, but I had known her in my sophomore year.
After you graduated, well, did you, at the university, did you meet other gay women that
No.
you traveled with?
No. Only the two and they were in the same class as the older, as the other girl I was with. And I spent the whole 2 years defending those two people. I would say to the, and I was not gay. I didn't know anything about gay, but I objected to people talking about them when they had, you know, I would say to them, have you seen this? Do you know for a fact what you're talking about? And they would say no. And I said, well, then I don't think you should say it. So I asked Lee if it was true about him. She said, well, what, you'll have to ask them. Well, of course, I'm not going to walk up to two people and say,
are you?
But then one day, one of her roommates sent me up to get her books. And in our dorms, nobody ever locked their doors. You just knock and open the door and go in. And they sent me up for the books, and I knocked on the door, and I walked in. And I was the only one in the dorm that had the facts to the rumors. And I just picked up the books, and I said, you ought to lock the door when I leave. So that was the only, and they were worried. They were very worried.
Did they talk to you afterwards?
No, they talked to Lee.
Uh-huh.
They said, find out what she's going to do. Well, I was in shock, for Christ's sake.
This was before you had had any experience yourself? Or?
You know, by this time we... No, it was before we had any experience with ourselves. Mm-hmm. Yeah. But not long before.
Yeah. I mean, just,
that's what it is. Maybe that was it. Because she would leave us out with this guy that night, and I was just, really, I was in shock. I took the books down, put them on her desk, and I said, don't ever send me up to your room again. And left. And sat on those steps for at least 4 hours. Four flights in this dorm, and I'm sitting on the third floor. Finally, midnight, this was like 4 p.m. Midnight, Lee comes in from her date, and I'm sitting there at the steps. And she comes up, she says, what's the matter? I said, don't talk to me. Don't talk to me. You know, because I was angry with her for not saying to me, yes, they are. But then she went whipping down to their room after I told them what happened. And they wanted to know, what do you think she's going to do about it? She said, I don't think she's going to do anything. So she's loved being shocked for the next 20 years. But they didn't really know about it.
Mm-hmm.
But she came and said, what are you going to do? And I said, nothing. That's their business.
Mm-hmm.
I said, my anger is at you.
Mm-hmm. But those were the only two women that you knew on that campus.
For the first year.
Uh-huh. How did you ever meet any other people, or didn't you?
We didn't.
Left?
Didn't.
Uh-huh. But
and as soon as I left, transferred down to another university for my senior year, and then I found out everybody on the campus after I was gone.